National Security Service spokesperson John Kumuri says insecurity caused by criminals along South Sudan highways has hindered the movement of goods and services to areas of need within the country. As he paraded the 12 suspects before reporters at National Security Service headquarters in Juba yesterday, Kumuri said the suspects will be investigated and tried in a court of law.
During their active illicit operations, the group has been indulging in hijacking of vehicles at guns point, abduction of both South Sudanese foreign nationals, primarily with the intention of extorting money in form of ransom, torturing, mining, and to some extent executing killings of relatives of the captives of the hostage.
Kumuri did not allow reporters to speak to the suspects despite repeated requests by journalists to do so. Kumuri says the suspects carried out their criminal activities along the Juba-Nimule Highway, Juba-Yei Road, and the Juba-Terkeka Road. Some of those arrested had their photos published in the Juba Monitor newspaper 2 weeks ago, accompanied by a plea from the police asking the public to provide information leading to their arrest and offering a 2 million South Sudanese pound reward to anyone providing credible information leading to the arrest of the suspects. Kumuri says recently the group abducted several travelers, including 7 South Sudanese and 2 Ugandans along Juba-Terkeka Road. After conducting intensified tracing and rescue operations, Kumuri says 9 abductees were rescued and reunited with their families.
Of recent incidences, it is called into action case in which 3 South Sudanese and an Ethiopian national were kidnapped while traveling from Terkeka to Juba. The abductors, after having received lavishly demanded ransom from the relatives of the 3 South Sudanese, set them free while the Ethiopian is feared, executed after his ransom charges were not received on time. Up to now, we don't know this Ethiopian man, where he was buried or if he's alive, nobody knows.
In a separate incident along the Juba-Nimule Highway, the suspects abducted a Somali man and demanded a ransom of $60,000 be sent to them via a mobile money transfer service, according to Kumuri. He says the money was paid electronically, but the mobile network operator blocked the transfer, prompting the perpetrators to threaten to kill the abductee. Kumuri says the man's relatives decided to hand over the money to the abductor's representative, who security officers later arrested. Kumuri says National Security Service officers exhumed the bodies of some abductees buried by the abductors. Rajab Mohandis, executive director for the Organization for Responsive Governance, says rampant insecurity along the highways has caused fear among the public and has negatively affected the economy and people's livelihoods.
It gives people fear, especially if there is nothing happening about these issues and no clear actions being taken by government to address these issues. So we would encourage the National Security Service to continue with this, and of course other government institutions to pursue and apprehend those involved in these criminal activities.
Mohandis says the recent threat of abductions and kidnappings is something that was unheard of in the past. He says the problem is directly linked to the deteriorating economy and the lack of service delivery. He says security agencies must ensure that criminals are punished according to the law.
That would be one way to begin addressing this. But so long as people find this thing economically beneficial to them and they are desperate without jobs and poverty is looming and they see their family members suffering and they can't provide for their family members, they will always pursue livelihoods in these different ways. So, yes, there's a responsibility for the government to ensure that more is done.
Mohandis says the overall solution is to fully implement the revitalized peace agreement, which would address some of the problems that have led to more insecurity, abductions, and kidnappings in the country. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.